Please hold while I try to connect you.
Good afternoon, Henry Lin.
Hi, is Rodney there?
No, he's not in this week. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, maybe you could help me out. Is there anyone else there, like an office manager, CFO, someone else like that that handles the business finances?
I could probably help you there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Luann.
Oh, Luann. Hi, Luann. My name is Olivia, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but okay. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like about 2.5 weeks ago, and it looks like that offer was based on some financing you guys did with Republic Finance back in 2014. Does that ring a bell?
Not really.
Okay. We were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I really just wanted to see what kind of projects you have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Actually, I can't think of anything. We've pretty much done the major stuff now, so I hope we're good for a while.
Okay, so you guys took on some new equipment this year?
They've got a new truck and stuff, but luckily we've had the funds to manage that. So
okay, so you
that helps.
Yeah. So what do you guys use the new trucks for?
Just dirt, hauling dirt to, various ditches and, dirt work they need to do, so.
Okay, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
So, were you guys, adding one on or just replacing an old one?
Pretty much replacing an old one that was really bad, so it's like, had to get something the guys wouldn't be afraid to drive.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Could, would a new piece of equipment be able to, generate more revenue for the business at all?
Not really. It's just for maintenance.
Okay.
On our ditches and stuff, so.
Okay, so you guys don't have anything on your wish list right now?
No, actually, I think we're good.
What about capital? If we could unlock, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what could you guys do with that?
Well, we really don't have sales. We're kind of quasi-municipal. We just collect assessments and operate off of that.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you guys ever towards the end of the year, are you familiar with Section 179 at all?
No.
Oh, it's a way to offset your taxes by bringing on a piece of equipment. That way, lessens your taxes. You guys don't ever take advantage of that?
No, because we're tax exempt.
Oh, you're tax exempt because you're the municipal.
Yeah, quasi-municipal, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then of course you would never. Of course you would never use that.
No, never.
Okay. So, just out of curiosity, do you guys as a tax exempt quasi municipal company? Do you guys grow, or is it just kind of is it through the government? How does that work?
We really don't grow. We just maintain our. We have acres, farm acres that landowners have.
Mm-hmm.
Their farms are in our district, and we basically store irrigation water in our reservoirs and then supply it to them. So we just maintain the whole system is what we do.
Oh, how many farms are there?
Oh, there's over 400, I suppose.
Oh, wow. So you guys can stay pretty busy then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So then are you guys the only one in your area?
as far as irrigation districts, there's a few, 30 miles away or such, but, we're just a small one, actually.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but we don't have to do any sales or, that kind of stuff. We just maintain what we have, so.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
It is.
All right, well, is there, an email address that I could just, send you some information? That way I could follow up with you in case a need does arise, although I'm not sure if it ever would.
Yeah. My email is finance@henrylynn.com.
finance@henrylynn.com. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.